Our next speaker is going to be Calvin Long, board member of the Black Mesa Water Coalition from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Greetings, yate. She Calvin Long, she told the chain is not Liz London Bush's chain. Tobanda's chain, I couldn't add the Chanella. The Kinsana that Nasha. My clan is Bitterwater, born for many goats. My maternal grandparents are of the Edgewater people, and my paternal grandparents of the Mexican people. So that's who I am. I'm from a place called Flagstaff, and it's in northern Arizona. That's where my organization that I'm with, affiliated with, is first came about from the university. A lot of the students came from the Hopi and Black Mesa area, from Navajo, and you know, realized that there was a lot of issues going on, and one being Peabody. There was mining coal from the Black Mesa and Kianta mines, and they were pumping this water source, the sole source of drinking water that the Navajo and Hopi people use for their daily lives and for their ceremonies and, you know, just to live. And this water source is called the Navajo Aquifer. And there's other aquifers there, but they're not good drinking water. So this is what our people depend on. What we do is we've been going around and working in the community and doing outreach, and we've been fortunate enough to meet IEN. And, you know, I want to thank IEN for having them bring us out and being able to talk to you guys here. Also, I want to thank the host organization for having this event and hosting it. So, I guess, you know, for us as Navajo, in stories of creation and stories of our lives, where water is very sacred, and we have many names for water, and whenever we pray or have our ceremonies, we acknowledge water. We use corn pollen, and in this way we give reverence and respect to the sacred beings that provide us with these waters, the waters that are in the rivers, in the lakes, in the ponds, the oceans. And these are the waters that we use to sustain ourselves in our daily lives. You know, because there is a cycle, and all of these water sources, although they're not all on our land, it interacts on a global level. This water is sacred and it travels throughout the world, and we understand that there's a cycle. So when we pray with this water, we drink this water, it's a cycle that continues throughout the world, and other indigenous people also do the same thing. And we share this cycle, we share this prayer. So in that way, that we have that connection with water and that connection with the land, and that understanding that the water provides many things for us. It provides life, because water is life. It's what we believe. And there's many, many forms of water, many deities that we believe. There's the male rain, the female rain, and many, many other waters. And I don't really want to get too specific about them, but so that's the way we believe, you know, as far as water. And, you know, like I said, the resources that are being exploited by corporations on our land, they're really having heavy impacts on our people. For the Hopis, they have natural springs out in the mesas. And Peabody Coal has been pumping this water, so The what's happening is the water pressure isn't pushing out the water to the springs anymore, so the Hopi people's wells are going dry. Navajos, they usually have to drive about 25, 30 miles to get water in 55-gallon barrels, usually. That's what they have. So us as a Black Mesa Water Coalition, you know, one of the things that we've been doing is interacting with the governments, the Navajo government and the Hopi tribe, asking them to support the grassroots people, the traditional indigenous people, in protecting their water. And also working with organizations outside with the mainstream organizations who have a lot of money, you know, like the Sierra Club and the NRDC and those kinds of people, and filing lawsuits. And, you know, like just recently we have some really good news through the efforts of fighting Peabody and the Mojave Generating Station. The Mojave Generating Station is actually going to be closing down, which provides energy to a lot of Southern California. But we also feel that that's not our problem, you know, because we've been the battery to the Southwest for a very long time, and it's creating a lot of problems, spiritual problems, economic dependency on this Western concepts of monetary value, which has become a great problem within our societies, you know, taking us away from that understanding of the maternal leadership within our societies, within our families, and depending more on the capitalistic male-dominated way of life. So that's, you know, it brings about many different problems within Native, our indigenous communities. So that's one thing that's happening out there. And also we're working on this issue on one of our sacred mountains where the ski resort, they're called the Arizona Snowbowl. They want to use reclaimed water to make artificial snow on our sacred mountain. This mountain is probably one of the most culturally significant places in the world. It's sacred to over 22 tribes in the Southwest. And so, like I said, they want to use reclaimed water. And, you know, we're studying. We have people who are studying all of these things. And one of the things that we're finding is this thing called endocrine disruptors, which gets into the soil, and it causes mutations within amphibian life, you know, causing them to become male and female, from male to female, I mean, you know, and also when the birds eat these amphibians, like the frogs and the fish or whatnot, and they infect themselves, and then they carry that on to other places. So it creates this whole ecological, it impacts the ecology, you know. So there's a lot of those things going on out there. And I think one of the main reasons that a lot of these were able to happen is because the government, you know, they come in, and a long time ago, back in 1922, the Navajo tribe, they weren't an organized government, or before 1922, I should say. So, you know, the people from the United States government came and basically created a government so that they could exploit the resources. We have a lot of resources on our land, oils, uraniums, coal, water. So this is some of the reasons why they came in and created this false government. A government that we're also working on to help restructure and reform at this day. So 1922, that happened, and to this day, there's still the government is still following this American system of what the Americans adopted, you know, and corrupted. And so this is what our government is following, our tribal council, and then the Hopis. They also made contracts and leases with Peabody as well. But one of the things that happened is they had this man named John Boyden who was working for them, who was also at the same time an employee for Peabody Coal Mine, who negotiated between the tribe and Peabody. So there was a lot of bad deals that were made. So, you know, that's where we're at now. And a lot of, one of the things that the Hopi people, the Hopi elders have asked that I know is that they're reaching out to the world, asking for the world's help. Because there's, you know, like in the stories of the creation stories, there's stories that these things are going to happen, you know, and a lot of us have heard these in our different nations. And a lot of us believe that we are in those times now. And we need to come together and work together and try to resolve or at least prepare ourselves in good ways and to support one another and help each other in these issues. So, you know, one of the things being that Peabody is shutting down one of their operations and Mojave shutting down is that there are a lot of the employees of who have become dependent, you know, on getting that paycheck from Peabody. They're going to be out of the job. And a lot of other extended families depend on those people because there's, you know, as we all know, on a lot of native lands, there's not a lot of resources or jobs. So, you know, there's that responsibility and accountability that we also carry to those people. We can't just leave them, you know, with jobless because they have a lot of responsibilities to carry, a lot of burdens to carry as well. So one of the things that we try to do is a Black Mesa Water Coalition is to, you know, teach them of other ways, teach them, you know, try to get the government to support solar, to build solar plants and things like that. And we do things like that through workshops and presentations, so educating them on, you know, just some of the little things that we know. We don't know a whole lot, but we try. And one of the things we teach is try to teach is self-determination to determine our own direction, our own fate, where we're going to go as Navajo and Hopi people, where we're going to go as indigenous people. So that's about, you know, where we're at right now as far as the Black Mesa Water Coalition. And right now it just seems like that's what's important. That's good.